Good evening and welcome to Outsources. I'm your host, Karen Rayforth, and I'm happy to be joined with members of the collective tonight, Elise Matital, Sean Kenny, and Joel Edelstein are with me this evening in
happy
person and
here.
Virtually.
Hi.
Some technical difficulties.
I think we've got our levels restored now that everybody's awake.
Okay. Well, we wanted to make sure that was true. Anybody that's sleeping during this episode is going to miss out on some juicy tidbits. Tonight, we're really going to look at some of the things that give us hope, what inspires us, what motivates us, what are we thinking about, and sharing that with you. Instead of interviewing somebody else, we're really interviewing each other and talking with each other about our thoughts about hope and inspiration and motivation. Because I have a suspicion that if times haven't felt turbulent to you so far, you may be in for a surprise in the next year or two that isn't maybe always one that you have chosen. So this is our focus for this evening, and it is a fundraiser week, and we hope that you will be able to consider how you can help out Outsources and KGNU. And do you want to tell them how they can do that, Joel?
Sure. Well, you can call 303-449-4885, and a volunteer who's waiting to hear from you will take your pledge, and we'll tell you about thank you gifts that we have to offer. Really, they'll kind of just let you know KGNU is here for you, and they'll want to listen to what you have to say about KGNU. It's a two-way street. It's a dual interaction. You can, of course, go online to kgnu.org and make a contribution that way. One of the things, and, you know, if you haven't done this before, if you have not been a member, at least not recently, and you become a member, then you fall in the category of the new member Monday. And this is through the generosity of the Gill Foundation, which is a great organization that has been supporting grassroots activities and of a charitable nature, but also that influences the way public policy goes. And I think the Gill Foundation has played a big role in the cultural change that we have seen in this country over the last 10 to 20 years. And they have, what they're doing for KGNU is they've put up funds so that if you are a new member, they will match what you contribute to KGNU up to $4,000. It's a real benefit to the station, and it just increases your impact by the contribution that you make. And I would say the Gill Foundation also has influenced some of the electoral politics. And the Gill Foundation, as of a bunch of years ago, decided, you know, the presidential races involve so much money, it's almost impossible to make a dent. But there are state and local races that are really important, public officials at those levels, and you don't have to put in so much money to be impactful. And the Gill Foundation has indeed been impactful in that arena as well, just as they are tonight in their contributions to augment what you do as a new member. Not only for new members, but if you increase your membership now as a sustainer of local radio, they will also match that. So it's a great opportunity to be even more important to KGNU and to the community that we all love. And now's the time to do it. So you can call 303-449-4885. You can go online to kgnu.org. There's no time better than right this minute.
Thank you, Joel. I think that's so important. And it would be really important that people contributed during outsources. I mean, come on. We're a LGBTQIA show, and the Gill Foundation is owned and begun by Gill. And we think that it's an important thing for us to contribute as well, since they do so many things in the community for us as well as so many people. So one thing I wanted to start with something that's very important to me that motivates my work quite a bit, and just to acknowledge that we, KGNU, and all of us in the collective live on land that was stolen and forcibly taken from the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Ute, and many other Indian tribes. And I wanted to just point out how much the past is never past. It's still in our present. For example, about 150 years ago, then Governor Evans declared war on Native Americans and told citizens to kill Native Americans and take their property from them, which led to Sand Creek Massacre of 200 people, mainly children and women and the elderly, and that it took our current Governor Polis to overturn that proclamation and that policy that's been in place for about 150 years, which he did about a year, over a year ago. Just to remind us that there are things still hanging around that we need to pay paying attention to. And I urge you to educate yourself, learn about things, find where there's some bias or stereotyping yourself, like I do, whether it's in my language or looking at media or going to events or taking a second look at statues, mountain peaks, names, mascots. There, we're making progress. We're making a lot of progress, and I feel good about that. There's just so much more to be done, and I try to educate myself continually about what's going on. And the latest things I've been looking at was the land back concept. Landback.org is a way you could find out about what's going on in South Dakota and other places. And I invite you to take some action in your own sphere of influence, whatever that might be. I know, Elise, you were going to tell us something about a Native American event that
Yeah,
Atlas is making.
I have the privilege of working in downtown Denver, and I meandered over to the McNichols building that has free exhibits often. There's a couple of really incredible free exhibits, but I was really shocked. One was called the Red Road Project, and it was about urban Indians, so Native Americans who live within urban spaces. And it was just a really thoughtful presentation of folks who are living where we are. Who there was a awesome picture of Buffalo Barbie, who's a Two-Spirit advocate, who was Miss Montana Two-Spirit in 2019. Got a little bio about her, and just to hear the folks who are living and thriving and advocating, and also, like Karen was saying, some of the history, not so recent history, or not so distant history, pretty recent history. I am born and raised in Denver and did not know that Denver was one of the headquarters of the Indian Relocation Act, headquarters that was relocating, forced relocating folks. And Denver is a huge crossroads for Indigenous folks and has a really strong history of advocacy and protest, and part of that is because of a really ugly history, like Karen was talking about. So if you want to go, that's a free exhibit at the McNichols building, over by the Civic Center Park.
Thank you. That's important to know. And I just followed directions of what Joel told me to do, and I just became a solar member. You'd think after all these years I would have already done that, but I didn't. And I was waiting for that Tim Gill contribution. So it's like, yeah, I just made our first contribution.
Way to go, Karen.
And I get a hoodie for it too. You get a hoodie. If you contribute at $15 a month as a solar member, you'll get a brand new limited edition KGNU hoodie. And I don't have my last hoodie. I don't know where it went, but I need one. So I'm good. I'm good to go.
No one can see us, but we still need swag.
We still need swag, right? So that always lifts my spirits. Being able to give is fun, and I actually enjoy it, and it makes you feel good. And I get a treat along with it. And that is true for KGNU. If you're donating at the $60 a year even level, you get a little treat from KGNU of some kind that you get to choose. So think about that. You get to double your money and you get a little treat from KGNU. I don't know how much better it gets. So those are the kinds of things that make me feel better, lift me up. What about you, Sean? What gives you some inspiration, hope, motivation?
Well, I keep thinking about what you're talking about. Supporting outsources also is a way of, in a sense, kind of supporting queer community in the sense that outsources is a collective of volunteer radio producers from across Colorado. That are interested, curious about creating homegrown queer radio. So, what's happening locally, what's happening in our state, what's happening across the country or the world that people here need to hear about and learn about? We need to kind of support us to build the kind of shelters that are going to be necessary to take care of one another and to get into the next year and the year after that. I think a lot about what it means to create kind of a different world for ourselves. I think often a queer lens, if we think about queer as a verb, often we talk about it as a noun or an adjective, but to queer something, to make it strange or different, to maybe disrupt the status quo in a way that's in service to better honoring one another's humanity, inherent dignity. And I think to kind of dream those worlds, it's necessary that we rely on our community, and we understand the realities of our present day. Even the way you're talking, Karen, about the Indigenous Peoples' Day, acknowledging past atrocities and issues that are a result of settler colonialism. I think back to a quote that I've been sitting with a lot from bell hooks. Or who's talking about kind of visionary thinking and this kind of dreaming into a new world. But as she says, to be truly visionary, we have to root our in our concrete reality while simultaneously imagining possibilities beyond that reality. I think that's kind of what a queer lens, queer as an action, as well as queer community as a space of belonging, can help to achieve is this idea of we're not thinking about and sitting and dreaming about utopia in a vacuum. We find ourselves in this world with very real consequences, realities, resources, opportunities that are differentially allotted to people based on social identity. It behooves us to be really honest with ourselves, to see with clear eyes the world as it is today so that we can dream and imagine worlds that are different than that. So I think to me, as we think about what it means to sit with and reflect on Indigenous Peoples' Day, to think about what it means to support queer programming like outsources, I think we have to hold on to dreaming. And that's kind of what I'm sitting with today.
Karen, you suggested before the show began that we should look for those things that we find sources of inspiration. And that goodness knows this is a time when there is not a surplus of inspiration. This is a time of, well, of fear, actually. It's not the only emotion, but there are fearful things going on. And it's, to me, there's such a paradox here because it is, in some ways, what's really inspiring is to say marriage equality is threatened. I mean, why would that be inspiring? Well, it's, can you imagine 10 years ago to say we are going to be in a situation where marriage equality is part of our society and our community. And maybe it took us a not quite a very much time to take it for granted. And here we are challenged because marriage equality is threatened. How far we have come to be in this situation. And I think that part of the paradox is that the advances that we have made, I don't know how many white nationalists went out and bought guns when Barack Obama won the presidency, but it was great for the gun industry. Because they sensed, maybe not for accurate reasons, but they sensed their power is being diminished. And what's happening is that white privilege, the kind of homophobia that has been so strongly part of the culture, it is being challenged. Racism is being challenged. The rights of women to choose for themselves how they will live and what they will do with their bodies, that right is here now and is not going to be defeated. But each advance that we make has with it the backlash. And what we're looking at now, what we're experiencing, is a kind of synergy of backlash. I think that the backlash is going to, that tide is going to turn. Before it does, we're going to be in for more difficult times ahead. But I think if we can see this in its historical context, we have every reason to believe that the future is a much better one. And that each of us can have a real part in making that future. I've been going on and on. I'll just say one more thing. I'm doing a show this Friday morning that I'm really looking forward to. It is by two authors who wrote a book about people's history of the United States by Howard Zinn, which, by the way, is the best-selling American history book ever.
Amen.
And it's not because there were big corporations that promoted it. It's because it resonated, and it resonated with particularly high school teachers who teach history and their students and college students as well. And it has, that book has, Zinn's book, it's now, he wrote it in 40 years ago, 42 years ago to be exact. And it is still, it's one of the very, very few books that each year it gets, the sales go up. The rule in the publishing industry is each year a book is out, the sales go down, but not A People's History of the United States. And just think, KGNU listeners know Howard, at least they've heard him on the station. Howard passed in 2010, but he was on our airwaves many times for the 30 years before that. And it just shows what somebody who really believes, has faith, faith in other people, faith in what are the right values, can actually do. I mean, Howard was one person, but his efforts have so resonated. And I think that we can look to, and of course, that's just one person. There's so much to be hopeful for. There's so much to be inspired by. And I'm happy that Outsources is here to continue and to develop in those traditions.
Amen. Amen. If you're just tuning in, you've been listening to Joel Edelstein on Outsources, along with Sean Kenny, Elise Medetol, and me, Karen Rayforth. And Joel was preaching it. Amen. And it's a great example, just like after Amendment 2. I mean, things took off in Colorado in terms of getting things organized much more coherently as we fought against the passage of a constitutional amendment that stripped us of all rights, basically, as citizens of Colorado. And it was a great organizing piece. Painful, but it was great organizing. And I agree. I think we're in the middle of some big backlashes, and we are going to get better organized. And it is true. It's funny what we're fighting about now and how great things are going to be in the future, but maybe tough. At least go.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking about how Colorado is sometimes like the harbinger of both scary backlash things and like the safe haven and progressive place. And I was when you gave us the prompt of things that are bringing us joy, I was thinking of Mile High Comics, which hosts an all-ages drag show that actually drew a lot of backlash in 2019. The Proud Boys were protesting them. And my very first episode on Outsources was interviewing Parasol Patrol that started as like protecting kids who were going into the in the doors into the all ages drag show. They were protecting them from these really terrible epithets that the Proud Boys and these counter protesters were throwing at these children and young people. And to me, going this weekend, knowing that there's a lot of anti-trans stuff, trans kids, queer kids are being sort of sacrificed in parts of the country on this rhetorical stage. But Mile High Comics is still around. And if you walk in the front doors, there's like rainbow steps and there's a hallway up that has like trans rights or human rights and pride flags and like all the different iterations of different pride flags. They've made an effort to be really inclusive and welcoming. And it's just a comic store, so you don't even have to go there for any reason other than getting comics, and you get showered with all this love and affirmation. And so to me, that's just showing that even in the backlash, even in the scary things, these places, these little sanctuaries where we can dream and have community, they're still around and still kicking.
Absolutely.
And it's so true. I think to lift up examples of how that's happening in the present day, and also acknowledge and be curious about how it's happened in the past, and how to learn from the resilience and successes of the past. I talked to Aaron Marcus earlier this year for a exhibit that he was spearheading called Rainbows and Revolution. Ways was groundbreaking. I mean, an exhibition that was coming to History Colorado that highlighted the LGBTQ movement from the 1950s through today. We've had many other shows that have highlighted other niches, pockets, areas of LGBTQ history. Our fellow producer, Stony Burtz, did a focus on LGBTQ history in Colorado Springs. So it's lifting up stories from today, but also lifting up stories from the past to understand that what we're experiencing is not isolated. We have the tools that are passed down to us from generations, really, to inform us on how we can be there for each other. And how we can meet the moment that we find ourselves in.
And that's something KJNU is really good at, that they are working hard. They have a youth summer camp to train youth on how to do media, and they have internships, and there's so many opportunities. There's several hundred volunteers here. We're all volunteers. There's a handful of staff that work at KGNU, so we're not like some of the big radio stations that everybody's getting paid. We're here because we love the work, because it's important to us, because we think it's important to our community, because we love you all. So that's what we're doing. So we need a little love back from you. We need to see that you will support that Tim Gill Challenge grant during Outsources. And if for some reason you're driving in your car, either pull over or wait till after the show. But when you, if you go online or you talk to them on the phone, be sure to tell them your favorite show is Outsources. You could have more than one, but make sure you put in Outsources is, and show us some of the love that we need to feel back from you that we'd love to have and love to know about. Because we really care about you, and we meet every other week and talk about provide to you that would make a difference in building community, something that's so important to all of us, and how it'll make us all get through this better and build the world we want to live in, and that we want our furry friends to live in, and our children and families and everybody else to live in. Can you say again, Joel, how people get in touch and fork over a little cash one time or ongoing or whatever you can do?
Absolutely. You can talk to a real live human being, an especially human volunteer of KGNU, by calling 303-449-4885. Or you can go online to kgnu.org, and it's pretty obvious there that how you can make a contribution, be it a one-time contribution or enroll, as Karen did this very evening, to be a member of Solar, a sustainer of local radio. And there certainly are thank yous and thank you gifts for making your contribution.
So, any last words that each of you want to say? We only have about 2 minutes or so because we want to save a little time at the end for a song that Carl Armin, who couldn't be here tonight, that he finds a complete guidepost for him for many, many decades. The last words?
I think I'll just say that I'm constantly struck at the uniqueness of our programming. I mean, it bears repeating that Outsources is Colorado's only on-air program weekly that is bringing you queer LGBTQ programming. So these are voices, stories that you're hearing here that you really cannot hear at other places. I was left thinking about for this year's programming, Elise and Kelly, as Outsources producers, talked with Leica Fox about their zine entitled Spark Fire, talking about racism and bringing desire to the heart of how we engage and support one another and dream into futures. These are beautiful things. Jessica Phoenix Sylvia is someone I've had the honor of talking with, who has been doing organizing around abolition work and mutual aid as a trans woman from inside a men's prison. I had a chance to talk to her a couple of times, and most recently I talked to her not in prison after 18 years. So this is the programming that you cannot find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody. We send you out love and blessings. Hug your children, four-legged friends of family, and love back. It's so important. I really believe in paying for my place at the table, and this is an easy way for you all to do it as well. So get out your wallet and make a contribution and enjoy the last 2 minutes of listening to Chris Williamson in the song Waterfall. I think it's an additional message to all of us to give us hope and strength. Have a good evening. It's been Elise, Karen, Sean, and Joel on Outsources.
Sometimes it takes a rainy day just to let you know everything's gonna be.
It is 30 seconds after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it's time for the Opera Box right after this.
Support comes from the Dairy Arts Center. The Dairy Arts Center serves as a public art space where the community and the arts come together. The 42,000 square foot facility houses disciplines that include visual arts, theater, music, and more. More information at thedairy.org.
This program is made possible by the Boulder Chamber Orchestra, presenting a mostly Mozart concert featuring guest artists Giancarlo De Lorenzo and Ettore Pellegrino on October 29th at the Boulder Adventist Church, located at 345 Mapleton Avenue in Boulder, at 7:30. More information at boulderchamberorchestra.org.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome in the Opera Box, the best seat in the house. I'm Ron Nadel, and for the next hour, I'll be your host with a playlist of Opera Box highlights, moments from some of my previous programs that illustrate the variety of KGNU's classical music hosts and programming. I think it's appropriate as we're in the midst of our fall membership drive. KGNU's classical music programming is unique, and there's no other regular opera programming along the Front Range. Monday nights are a place of musical discovery with the Opera Box, A Classic Monday, and The Present Edge. Now, your hosts for opera are Chris Moore, Gary McBride, DJ Number 7, and myself. We do our own programming, which isn't dictated by surveys or marketing or management. We're just members of your community sharing the diversity of music we love with you. And this is true for all of KGNU's diverse music programmers and hosts. KGNU is volunteer-powered, but it's community-driven. You are the energy. You're the active part of the community. When you support KGNU, whether you're a new or renewing member, you can demonstrate your belief that KGNU is vital to you and your community in several ways. You can go to our website at www.kgnu.org and pledge your donation. You can become a Solar member and choose automatic bank transfer to make things simpler. There are other benefits as well to being a listener member. For example, 10% discount on records and CDs at Black and Red Records and Bookstore in Arvada, as well as 2-for-1 admission at the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art and 10% discount at Ozo Coffee in Boulder and Longmont, 10% discount at Twist and Shout, and many other benefits. You are the you in KGNU, and we want to say thank you to everyone who has become a new or renewing listener member here at KGNU. Thank you for supporting Community Radio and KGNU. Now, as I said, my program tonight spotlights the variety of my opera programming. And if you listen to me, you know I usually have an integrating theme for my programs. And tonight, I'm going to review four different themes to share from previous Opera Box broadcasts. Now, this first one comes from my programs that highlight famous singers past and present. Last year, I featured a program on the great Robert Merrill, starting with his audition on the radio for the Metropolitan Opera in 1945 when he was just 28. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadel tonight. My playlist highlights